Distorted View Daily proudly presents post-game reactions from a video game nerd.
My name is Brian.
Okay. Your name is Brian?
Yeah.
And why are you crying?
Because I just lost $90.
$90?
You cry because you lost money?
Yes.
Oh, why would you want to match Noel Brown?
Because I wanted to play good players.
Did you think he was good?
No, I wanted to play.
So you knew you were ass?
Yes, I am very ass. I live in Columbus.
But you lost.
I live in Columbus. Everyone in Columbus is free.
So you live with bum-ass Andre?
What?
You live in this area with bum-ass Andre?
I wanted to play him, but he was busy.
Stop crying, man. That's not real nigga shit.
I'm not a real nigga.
That's not real niggas.
I know. I wanted the money match people so I could get them to take it seriously because money was on the line and because it's hype as fuck.
Well, you know what? Real men don't cry. But it's cool. You must stop crying, nigga. Stop crying. Stop crying, nigga. Stop crying, man. Stop crying. Hey, everybody lose money. It's the way of the world. You got your ass beat. You got fucked.
That's fine. That's why I have a job.
You got fucked.
Hey, freaks. It's Thursday, September 14th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, does Aaron Carter have AIDS? We have the results. Plus, the one candidate who will stand up against Gold Fringe. Floyd Mayweather is pro pussy grabbing and bathing in lettuce. All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Black nut juice is good, but I gotta say, Negro nut cream, way better.
Yes! Tim Henson back here with you for another Sideshow exclusive episode. I got a great one for you. Do you remember Aaron Carter? No, I'm not gonna hold it against you if you don't. He was, after all, the lesser of the Carters. There were brothers, Nick Carter and Aaron Carter. Nick Carter, of course, a member of the Backstreet Boys. We all remember the Backstreet Boys. I still have their poster up in my bedroom. Covered in jism. Crusty jism. Actually, I think Nick was like the heartthrob of the Backstreet Boys. Because I'm looking at the rest of them. Like, Kevin Richardson is like old. He kind of looks like Robert Downey Jr. when he's playing Iron Man. Then there's Brian Latrine. Latrell. Latrell sounds like the first name of a black man, but this guy is not black. He's very white, blonde hair. He also looks old. I guess they all look old now. I don't know if I'm looking at pictures of them from 10 years ago, 20 years ago. AJ McLean, and Howie whatever. All right, so Nick Carter was probably the most famous of the Backstreet Boys. His little brother, Aaron Carter, followed in Nick's footsteps and became a recording artist. I think Aaron Carter was really more popular with young girls, like tweenage girls, because he would. I think this is his first album called Aaron's Party, and of course, there's a song called Aaron's Party that was a popular one. But he did a cover of I Want Candy, which was what, like an 80s song, right?
Hey, oh. Hey, it's Aaron. Hey, it's Aaron. I can't come out tonight. I gotta see this girl. No, her name is Candy. Real cute. I gotta go. See ya.
Oh, that's Aaron talking? I thought that was a girl on the phone. Holy shit! Yeah, this song was definitely produced before his balls dropped.
She's fine, she can't be mean.
And you look at pictures of little Aaron Carter from whatever, like late 90s. Oh, just a cute little kid, right? And then he produced an album called Love. I think this song was somewhat popular. This is when he was growing up. If you don't care about Aaron Carter, don't worry. I've got some great news for you. There's been an AIDS scare, and it was televised. Now all of a sudden you care about this, right? Okay, I just want to hear what he sounds like.
Past days and past nights, walks on the street lights, something don't feel right.
Well, that's not helping. First of all, it's auto-tuned to hell. Second of all, I'm not even sure he's singing words. I could do this.
Beside him, honey, whatever you might want.
Oh my god, that actually sounded pretty good. I think I finally cracked this music thing. It's not about the lyrics, it's about how you sing the lyrics. Locker room ham and taco beans. Lunch for my baby and for me. See, now that doesn't work. What I'm doing there, it doesn't make sense, but I'm using actual words.
Let me fall away. Fall down in the hole. Maybe my molly fall. Will you find me in the drought?
Yeah, there we go. I got it back now. All right, the point of all this is, sweet little cute Aaron Carter has fallen on some hard times. He was recently interviewed by Entertainment Tonight, and he was a crying, blubbering mess. And he's like, hey, he looks like a meth addict, basically. He's super, super thin, gaunt looking, right? And, his cheeks are sunken in. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, definitely a tweaker. Pretty sure he's been arrested for drug and alcohol abuse, right? But anyway, so he goes on Entertainment Tonight, and he's like, no, I want everyone to know that I'm a good person. I just have a disease.
Unless you're in my body, you don't know.
Aaron Carter in tears.
I'm sorry.
Faggot.
Sorry the way that I look.
This sounds eerily like me on a first date.
I'm sorry. I don't look like my profile picture. It was taken 15 years ago. I look like Mr. Belvedere now.
All right. Where are we at?
Opening up exclusively to ET about his battle with body image issues.
I have a hiatal hernia. I have a stress condition. It's an eating disorder. How would you feel ever?
So he's saying, like, look, the reason why I look like this, all super thin and AIDS-y, is not because I have AIDS, but because I've got an eating order, and it's not one of those eating disorders like anorexia or bulimia. This is like a real one, right? Where, like, I physically can't eat.
Every 2 seconds, seeing a tweet, you have AIDS. Oh. Go die.
Oh, sounds like what I've been saying. Oh. I'm not the first person to make this comment. Oh, my God.
Look at this meth head. Oh, meth kills. Crack kills. Look at my teeth. Beautiful.
She's like, they're beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at my teeth.
Yeah.
Look at my face. I'm not a meth head.
But then, like, later on, he's like, oh, the reason why my face looks like this is because I get fillers. Otherwise, they'd totally be sunken in.
Never touched it in my life. It's body shaming. It is the toughest thing to deal with.
When you're looking in the mirror and you're...
All right, this guy has some problems, okay? Because 2 months after this interview aired, he went on The Doctors... and announced that he was a drug addict. I mean, it's not meth. It's like prescription drugs. But here we go. So he goes on The Doctors to get an HIV test. Like, you know, it's kind of an attention whorey thing to do.
But then one of the things I also noticed when you met with Dr. Jorge, you opened up and expressed your concerns that you're worried you have HIV.
Absolutely.
I know you recently came out as bisexual.
Oh, it's all starting to add up.
Homosexuals.
Yes. Aaron takes it in the butt. All right, so he says he's bi. He's probably 100% gay. He's in the bi stage right now where he feels more comfortable saying he's bisexual. But okay, regardless, he's had enough, you know, male-on-male ass-banging sex that he's worried he's got the big A.
To be honest with you, like, when it comes down to it, yes, I find men and women attractive. And if there is a man that does come in my life and, you know, it sparks an interest, I'll pursue that.
Very good. You know, this kind of...
Do it!
No.
Do it! We've
got some,
oh, God!
Got some audio of
Fuck
Aaron
it.
Having
Fuck
sex
it.
Here.
Oh.
All right. He also, by the way, took... a test to prove that he wasn't on meth. So, you know, he's not on meth. He's on different drugs. Here is the HIV results. This is like, I feel like this is all Charlie Sheen's fault. You know, like, Charlie Sheen got so much media attention when he went fucking crazy and he was on drugs. And then, of course, he had his HIV scare, which turned out to be true. He's HIV positive or whatever. And it worked out well for him. He got tons of additional fame. He got a one-man show out of that whole ordeal, you know, whatever. So I feel like Aaron Carter's taking this route.
Luckily, your HIV test is negative.
Oh, my God.
However, listen up here. This is really important. You may be negative, but your system is still so weak that it can't fight off, you know, a yeast infection.
Sorry, my part is just like... So you guys got to understand out.
The good news is you don't have AIDS. The bad news is you have a yeast infection and it will probably kill you. What?
They're like, this is like, no, I know this is kind of like, it's giving me anxiety. Okay. So my heart is racing.
I mean, could you imagine at one point in time, this kid was making millions of dollars, right? A huge celebrity. Girls would throw themselves at him. And now... he's resorting to going on television to take not just AIDS tests.
You tested for a whole battery of sexually transmitted infections.
Absolutely. Chlamydia negative, gonorrhea negative, syphilis negative.
So you've dodged some bullets.
Yeah.
Yes! Hey, everyone! Bareback gangbang party at Aaron's house tonight.
We're gonna nut in his butt. We're gonna nut in his butt. Aaron will take toxic cum loads up his butt.
That sounds like a fun time. All right, let's move on. You know, Distorted View has that subreddit where you can, you know, post links to things that you find DV-worthy. Peter Cornswald, who is supposedly Alexander Cornswald's brother. You remember Alexander Cornswald? According to Freakypedia at freakypedia.net, he was a religious nut on a holy crusade against the evil that is DV. We first heard him on the February 4th, 2007 show when it was revealed that he had started a petition against DV. Yeah, Alexander Cornswall was an asshole, and I always suspected that it was just a listener messing around with, you know, with the show, but this Alexander Cornswall would just pop up on conservative websites, you know, and comment. It had nothing to do with Distorted View. That's when I was like, oh, maybe this guy is real. Now, Peter Cornswall, I have a hard time believing that he is real, and he posts a lot on the Distorted View subreddit. It's all, you know, religious stuff or anti-Obama stuff. I don't know. People still have a hard-on for Obama. It's like, he's not in office anymore. Get over it. There's a section about Peter Cornswall on the Freakypedia. Cornswald's blog has been quiet for a while. Someone using the name Peter Cornswald, the name of his brother, has been making the rounds on blogs claiming there's no such thing as miscarriage, and then any woman claiming to have a miscarriage is trying to cover up an abortion. He sounds just like his brother. Hey, this is interesting. In a coma, on February 21st, 2012, Peter Cornswald posted that Alexander has been the victim of a hit-and-run accident and is now in a coma. See what I mean? Like, who does this happen to? And shouldn't that be in the news? Like, the newspaper should run that? Like, hey, there's been a hit and run. If you know this, who the perp is, contact the police. But there's very little information about the Cornswalds online. That's why I believe that this is all fake. But whatever. Peter Cornswald posts a lot on the subreddit. Most of the shit is awful. However, he did find this. You know, I'm always interested in political candidates that have no presence whatsoever or command of the English language. I can't believe I missed this one. This guy ran for Tennessee governor several years ago. This is the type of thing that I would feature on DV. Here is Basil, what's his name, Marceau?
Hello, citizens. This is BasilMarceau.com. I'm your Republican candidate for governor of Tennessee. I want you to put me in this building, the Capitol behind me here, so I can do my issues.
You can do his issues. Again, it's always surprising to me that whoever's directing this video wasn't like, why don't we try it again? And, you know, try to come up with a coherent fucking thought first.
And make
like specific. I won't get in that building and do some stuff.
And make you all more freer than you were yesterday.
More freer.
And I'll become your governor.
This was all filmed on green screen.
I'm gonna move the Capitol to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So it'll be closer to my trailer, right? I want a short commute.
And I'll become your governor. I'm gonna move the Capitol to Chattanooga, Tennessee. At the state building where Don Sunquist held his temporary office. Uh-huh. So I can clean house and get rid of all the backroom politics that ruins our politics program in Tennessee.
Our politics programs. Government is what you're trying to say, right?
It'll probably take a year or two. So, I want you all to vote for me. Let me clean house. If you vote for me, I won't take any campaign contributions. I'd rather lose than take campaign
It's interesting because, like, he recorded some of this on green screen, but then this last shot, maybe it's not green screen because you can definitely hear the wind.
Let me clean house. If you vote for me, I won't take any campaign contributions. I'd rather lose than take campaign contributions. So you know I won't be bought and sold.
Vote Sling Blade for governor.
And your rights will be protected for eternity. Even if I have to write in blood. And I want you to vote.
No one's suggesting that you write anything in blood. No one's going to require that.
For me. And I'll see you all at the polls. I would also plant vegetation on all vacant lots.
I don't think that's how you spell vegetation. V-E-G-I-T? Isn't it V-E-G-E-T-A-T-I-O-N?
That they take from us when we build roads and plant and turn it into ethanol and cash it in for gas or money. Then I also stop.
This is his get rich quick. This is how we're going to fund the government. We're going to plant trees and generate some ethanol.
I also stop traffic stops.
What? No more traffic stops in Tennessee.
Make judges listen to their oath.
Stop traffic stops.
Make the flag fly right. Remove the Goldfinch flag from our society.
What's the gold fringe flag? I don't even know what the fucking... What is the gold fringed flag? There's got to be some sort of conspiracy. According to the American Legion, records indicate that fringe was first used on the flag as early as 1835. It wasn't until 1895 that it was officially added to the national flag. For all, you know, parts of the army. So if you go to, like, I don't know, the Marine headquarters or something, they'll have an American flag with gold fringe on it. And apparently, that rubs this guy the wrong way.
Remove the gold fringe flag.
You gonna remove gold. Not gold, gold.
Remove the gold fringe flag.
Gold fringe flag. Gold French fries. I won't get rid of gold French fries.
My society. And once again, I ask you all to vote for me. Pledge allegiance to the flag on the day you come to vote. And pray to my maker, the Lord Jesus Christ, and my savior. Have a nice day.
All right.
AdamRusso.com.
Oh my God, I can't believe I missed this. By the way, since it's been years, since his campaign, I can report that he did lose. He was never the governor of Tennessee. What a fucking shame. And the gold fringe flag still continues to fly. It's a fucking travesty. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Yeah, it's looking more and more likely that I am going to be doing at least a mini program for you guys this weekend, which is cool, just for you Sideshow Freaks. So thank you so much for being members. Really do appreciate it. Could not do the show without you. If you want to upgrade your account to a lifetime one and never worry about recurring charges again, all you got to do is email me, show@distortedview.com. I'll knock $50 off the normal price since you're already Sideshow members, and you'll become a lifetime member for $250. Not a bad deal. Other ways to support this nonsense, of course, is our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Check it out. All major credit cards accepted. PayPal's accepted. I'm working diligently so we can start accepting flus. I think Whoopi Goldberg is the only person who still has some flu. I'm cracking myself up over here. No one remembers flus, I'm sure of it. Flus was e-currency from the early... I'm sure I talked about this on the show. I'm sure I've made flus jokes before. But like in the late 90s or early 2000s, this was going to revolutionize how we bought shit, right? But it was so dumb because you needed to... Like, use a credit card. You needed to give real money and then convert that into flus. And then the flus money could be used at, like, I don't know, 5 different online retailers. I don't know why you just wouldn't use your goddamn credit card, but okay, whatever. Flus didn't catch on. Whoopi was one of the spokespeople. All right. First story we have for you today. After that little history lesson on a failed e-currency. Floyd Mayweather is in the news. And he said something kind of stupid. Earlier this week, Hollywood Unlocked, don't know what that is, published the first part of a lengthy video/radio interview they did with Floyd Mayweather. And it featured him touching on a bunch of different topics. From talking about his recent fight with Conor McGregor, which I watched, by the way. Yeah, I'm a man. I'm a real man. I'm all into boxing and stuff. Oh, it's so hyped up. Gave me jerk-off material. But later in the day, that's why real men watch boxing, right? No, I just happened to be on a Saturday night, right? Or was it Friday night? Whatever. And I was sitting at home and playing, I don't know, Splatoon, probably like a real man, like a real preteen boy. And I was like, oh, I wonder who won the fight, because I kept hearing about it. And so I looked on Twitter and the fight hadn't even started yet. And then I saw that there was a link to watch the fight, and it was like in fucking crisp HD. I'm sure it was illegal, but hey man, all I did was tap on a link. Don't come after me, come after the person who was filming it or recording it or whatever. So I started watching it. It was pretty good, actually. I was a little concerned for Floyd Mayweather, because at first, I mean, Conor McGregor was really the aggressor for the first, I don't know, 4 or 5 rounds. Then he started to slow down a little bit, right? And Floyd Mayweather got a few jabs in there, and then he just started dominating later on in the game. Look at my in-depth analysis of this. It's funny when I try to talk like a straight person. I don't know, he just started throwing fists. He hit his skin. Ooh, and I bet you it hurt. All right, so why am I talking about this? Well, over the course of the interview, he said some interesting things. Mayweather talked about a handful of the beefs he had over the years, including those with 50 Cent. Remember, 50 Cent was like, I will donate, I don't remember how much, $1 million if you read one page of the Harry Potter book, because Floyd Mayweather can't read. He's horrible at reading. I'm sure I have a clip that I can play for you later. He talked about his beef with 50 Cent and T.I. He also touched on Lil Wayne's recent health scare. But the most noteworthy portion of the interview came when Mayweather was asked about Donald Trump, as Thursday Lane calls him. I love Donald Trump. We should all support Donald Trump. All right, so here we go. Here are some quotes. He said that he has Donald Trump's personal phone number. He says, I can call him directly on the phone. He says, I'm not here to tell nobody who they can and can't be friends with. I think within this world, racism still exists. I guess the interviewer was like, do you know Trump is a racist? Why do you want to be friends with a racist? You never heard anything about Donald Trump being racist until he ran for president and won. Before that, he was on WWE, which proves he wasn't racist, I guess. I don't know what that means. He was on different shows, and everybody liked Donald Trump. I don't know about that. But as soon as he ran for president, it's almost like, you know, when you run for president, you're under a fucking microscope and people scrutinize everything you say and they try to dig and find dirt on you. Remember how Hillary Clinton housed a pedophile sex ring out of a pizza parlor? You know, stuff like that. All right, so I've got some audio here from Floyd.
People don't like the truth, because he come out and be like, somebody on a rap music, they make billions and billions of dollars from rap music, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, he speak like a real man spoke. Real man speak. Like, man, she had a fat ass. You see her ass? I had to squeeze her ass. I had to grab that fat ass, right? This girl I was talking to,
when
I grabbed
her ass.
When
he was talking privately about grabbing the girl in the vagina.
So he talking locker room talk. How many locker room talk? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who I am. Yeah, I grabbed her by the pussy and...
Do you think he should have been held to a different standard because he was running for the presidency?
No, he's the people's president.
I feel... People shy away from realness. This man didn't do nothing. Hey, listen, if y'all didn't want the man in the White House, y'all should have voted the other way.
You know, Floyd Mayweather has a point here. I mean, it's kind of been settled, right? Trump said this way before the election. We had a choice, and we were like, you know what? I think we're okay with it. We voted him into office. It's settled. Let's never mention the pussy grabbing incident again. He also said, I guess, about immigrants. A lot of times you meet people from other countries. You meet people from other countries that be like, oh, I love my country. I love this. I love that. I say, if you love your country so much, why are you here? You taking up space for other people. We got some other Americans that would love your job. But remember, this country will give somebody else from a whole other country that they don't know shit about a loan before they even give the American citizen a loan. So I don't know how many illegal people that we have in this country. My thing is this. I love how political Floyd Mayweather is. Floyd, he refers to himself in the third person here. Floyd Mayweather is not worried about nobody else's business. I don't worry about nobody else's business. A lot of times we spend too much time talking about and worrying about other people's business instead of worrying about our own. I got to where I got to. It's easy. I make millions and millions of dollars on a daily basis because I focus on Floyd.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
iHeart Radio.
Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes Movement.
It's Show Your Stripes Movement.
Hiring vets.
It's not Show I'm Floyd Your Stripes. Mayweather,
and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes Movement to support.
Show your stripes.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio. For the show. Your Stripes
show your
Movement
stripe. To show support your stripes hiring movement. Vets. Show your stripes movement.
Go to the show. Your Stripes.
.org.
Go to the show. Your Stripes.org.
Go to show your stripes.
Go to show your stripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org.
Okay.
A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay.
Business.
The website that connects veterans with employers.
This is supposed to be 10 seconds long.
Businesses find candidates with the best training. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes Movement to support.
It goes on for another, 50 minutes. Second story we have for you today. A Denver woman is suing Starbucks over a cup of tea that was supposedly so hot it gave her second degree burns. And not only that, it killed her dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
Yes.
Hot dog.
Was a hot very dog. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Internally speaking, I feel like science has already settled this. Coffee and tea are both hot. They will burn you if it gets on you. All right, back in September of 2015, 58-year-old Deanna Salas Soleno went to grab some tea from a Starbucks drive-thru. According to the lawsuit, when she was handed the cup, the tea didn't have a protective sleeve and the lid wasn't put on tight enough. You know what? I have had that happen. They hand me the tea and I pick up the cup and the top topples over, and then, of course, the liquid spills right on your hand and burns you. You mean to tell me I could sue for millions? Once plaintiff received the cup of tea into her hands, the hot temperature of the cup began to burn her hands. Hot tea began to spill out of the cup through the unsecured lid and onto the plaintiff's body.
My ass feels like a burning angel.
Oh. It could be worse. Could pour hot tea on your twat. All right. The dog then jumped onto her lap while she was writhing and moaning in pain. Your dog should really be secured. You know what I mean? I don't think your dog should be in the front seat either. You shouldn't be able to just, jump on top of you while you're driving. That's dangerous. I think dogs are supposed to be in the back seat. I don't know if there are guidelines or laws about that. Regardless, the dog jumped onto her body. This caused the tea to spill even more onto the dog as well. He was taken to an animal hospital, but ultimately died from the burns. Jesus Christ. She, literally just poured the entire cup onto the dog, I think. So she died because of the burns received from the tea. The woman, meanwhile, needed skin grafts after suffering severe burns on her thighs and stomach. Quote, we have video evidence that clearly contradicts the claims made by the plaintiff. Really? And believe they are without merit, according to Starbucks. We're looking forward to presenting our case in court. While we are sympathetic, maybe she was going to pour some sugar or something into her tea. or honey. You know, she's in the drive-thru. She gets the tea or whatever. And she's like, I want some honey. So she opens the lid herself, and then stuff starts sloshing around. Quote, while we are sympathetic to Ms. Solis Solano or whatever and the injuries she sustained, we don't have any reason to believe our partner employee was at fault. Oh, check this out. According to Fox 31 over there in Denver, they reviewed the tape. The video shows the cup most likely had a sleeve on it, contrary to the claims made in the lawsuit. It shows the woman on her cell phone with her dog in her lap as she buys the goddamn tea. The video also shows that the hot tea did have a sleeve around it, and it appears the lid was secure, though the video was not conclusive. In the video, it's hard to tell if the woman grabs the cup by the hot sleeve or by the lid like a fucking moron, which sounds like the case here, when she accidentally spilled it. It's hard to determine if she spilled the tea because of the cup's hot temperature or because she was distracted by her cell phone use, or perhaps her dog bumped into the cup. The woman is reportedly seeking over $100,000 in damages. Final story we have for you today. A crazed woman was found bathing in fresh produce by rubbing it on her legs and neck at a Georgia supermarket. Bizarre footage from a Kroger in Stone Mountain, Georgia shows a woman laying horizontally on top of fresh produce, and it appears to be bathing in it. The unidentified woman takes the lettuce and rubs it on her legs and neck while spewing what sounds like a confession. Now, I have the audio here. Let's.
My name is Miss Spirit.
Spirit.
Stop, stop, stop,
stop, stop, Spirit.
Stop, stop, stop. I was about to steal on a starving ass bitch.
Yeah, I see her rubbing the lettuce on her body. I will make this today's featured image if you want to see a still of that.
And I'm black as hell, and my baby is black.
Well, she's black, so yeah, okay, it makes sense. Her baby's black. What was she saying there?
Hold on. And I'm black as hell.
I'm black as hell.
And my baby is black. I don't think it is.
Oh. Only
and these
Kroger.
Niggas are trying to make me steal.
She also says, I'm a starving ass bitch, which I did not hear in that clip. Maybe I just didn't understand it because she does say, I was about to steal. Then she says, I'm a starving ass bitch. And then she continues with, I'm black as hell and my baby is black. A loss prevention officer at the supermarket is seen in the video awkwardly trying to get the woman down. Ma'am, ma'am, get up. Stop, he says, to no avail. The person who posted the video said in the caption, I just witnessed a woman slap two random people in Kroger for no apparent reason. They added that the woman immediately started to scream rape and abuse. Well, that's the part of the clip I would like to see. Then ran and jumped into the produce. The officer gives up and just looks dumbfounded as people watch the bizarre situation. Comments from YouTube users insist drugs had to be involved. No fucking shit. For the woman to act this outrageously. As of right now, her identity remains unknown. I need to find the actual YouTube video of this. I mean, I'm on YouTube and I see the video here with that same description, but short.
And I'm black as hell, and my baby is black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is she?
Starving ass bitch.
Oh, there's something, bitch.
I'm a starving ass bitch.
There it is. And I'm black as hell. All right. Apparently, produce is on sale at Kroger this week, although it's slightly used. What else is on sale at Kroger?
Specials this week at Kroger include America's favorite drug crack for as low as $4.99, fresh sorority trained hoes for only $1.99 a pound, and a special purchase of what every family needs, white babies, starting at under $20,000.
Let's go Krogering for the best of everything, including the price.
Now, my friends, your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of shop. Love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact the show. You are my Sideshow members. I'm sure you know them all, so I'm not going to bother you. Just remember, we do have that Patreon special voicemail number. Just another reason to sign up and pledge a few bucks.
Hey, it's Kiara again.
Ooh.
And
Kilala.
Yep.
You were talking about how that Jake Paul guy was doing this pathetic whiny rap. I mean, that's all rap is nowadays, is whiny.
I guess you're right.
I mean, Fetty Wap does it. Ray Shrimmer does it.
Tim Henson does it. Gold record right there.
Drake does it sometimes.
I don't listen to rap
nowadays. It's either whiny rap.
I just listen to Jim Croce.
Or mumble rap.
I don't know. Is that how you say his name? Jim Croce.
It is cringy. I will admit to Jim you that cringy. That is some cringy shit right there.
Yeah.
But
I was talking to some young folks, some kids, and they were big fans of not Jake Paul, but I guess Jake Paul has a brother or twin or something. And I think the twin now has more subscribers than Jake Paul.
Someone wanted to walk on me.
I don't know how annoying that kid is, though.
Yeah. Whiny rap.
Yeah.
It's a thing that does not exist, but it exists. Shut up, phone.
She's having some technical problems. I get your point, though. Yeah, a lot of rap is whiny these days.
Hey, Tim.
Ooh.
Saito, freak, human garbage here.
Your deep voice is making my testicles tingle.
I was just calling about Electric Grandma. I know that we kind of
have
the same age, and I wondered if you had been in elementary school or possibly middle school and seen this weird Electric Grandma movie.
Electric Grandma. It doesn't ring a bell.
I saw it on a reel-to-reel. They had a projector with two reels. Fucking kid you not, man. This is also when they had a VCR and a big old TV that they rolled around on
a cart. I remember that.
And that TV could fall down and fucking crack your head open and kill you. Gosh, I miss those days, man. Wouldn't have so many pussies around today. Also, on an administrative note, what's up with the free side feed showing episodes before the paid feed? That's kind of whacktastic, or is that just my program? Anyway, I love it.
That's just your program. I mean, I literally post the show at the same time. I mean, they may be a minute or two apart, but it's really at the same time.
You do. You stay fresh.
Believe me, I don't withhold anything from you, Sideshow Freaks. So I looked up, I think he's talking about the Electric Grandmother. And the description, according to IMDb, is a trio of children and their father get a very special robot grandmother to assist them. It was, you know, Ray Bradbury, who is, you know, a science fiction author, I guess, wrote the teleplay or co-wrote it or something. Maureen Stapleton is in it. Now, was that Edith Bunker? I know there's two Stapletons, but I don't know. I never watched Electric Grandmother. It sounds pretty awful, though. It sounds like something maybe we should cover on Distorted View Daily. All right, one more voicemail here.
Hey, Tim. It's a longtime listener here. Just listening to some DV this morning, and I heard someone on the voicemail line talk about bringing on a co-host or something like that to spice up the show a little bit.
Spice it up.
I think that'd be a pretty good idea. I think actually what I would like to see happen is you bring more people on the show to do interviews. I think that would be a good way.
Hey, if anyone has any interview suggestions, people you want to hear on the program, I'll try to get them.
To keep it varied, keep it fresh.
Yeah, I was thinking if we do like a co-host or a Skype co-host or something, we would do that on like once a week, maybe like on a Friday or something, end the week with a
keep it right,
co-host.
Keep it tight. But also, you know, some new people on the show. And
yeah, that's not a bad idea. I've been thinking about that as well. So we'll see what happens. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, it's in the God.
You have AIDS. Go die.
Spread the distortion, STD, to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. We'll see you back tomorrow to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
head off, we then we clear all the meat from the skulls. And then we put all the meat and cook it. Sometimes we roast it, sometimes we roast it in the oven.